This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden, in for Michelle Martin. There's always been a deep connection between poetry and song lyrics. Both usually include things like cadence, rhythm, and rhyming. But where they diverge is in melody, the musical signature to the words. And that's where singer-songwriter Lewis Rosen and vocalist Kapethia Jenkins come in. For years now, the two have been putting the works of renowned poets such as Maya Angelou to music. For their latest album, they put to music four works of poet Nikki Giovanni, as well as several of Rosen's own works. The album is called The Ache of Possibility. Let's take a listen.
And when I dream in colors. Yes, when I dream.
Kapethia Jenkins and Lewis Rosen join me now from our New York bureau, along with poet and professor Nikki Giovanni. Welcome to you all.
Hello, thank you.
Hello, thank you.
Hello.
So, Lewis Rosen, as we mentioned, this isn't the first time you've put poetry to music. Your album with Maya Angelou is called 12 Songs on Poems. What is your process for taking a poem and putting it to music?
It's an intuitive process of living with the words for a little while. Literally just looking at the words, putting them down, walking around. It could take a few days, it could take weeks, it could take months. And at a certain point, I have the urge to write. I pick up the poems, and then literally the poems sing to me. There's a sense of the rhythm gives me a beginning, and I get a melodic spark, and I go from there.
And Nikki, as the provider of the words here, I mean, do you have a role in this process? Where did you come in?
My role is to be supportive. I gave birth to the baby, and I taught it to, you know, be good, I hope, and I let it go. I think it's so important that you let your work be enjoyed and appreciated and changed and turned around by other people. It's how the words live.
You can't say, no, really, I had a salsa in mind when I did that.
No, because you always trust that the universe is fair. And so you let it come out. Now, if somebody else comes back and says, oh, gosh, I did see that as a salsa, do it. Because there's no stopping. You know, how many times do we see Shakespeare? And I am not Shakespeare. But how many times do we see Shakespeare done in 800,000 different ways? And if Bill were here and he were a typical writer, he would be sitting around telling people, I didn't have that in mind. But thank God he's gone, so we can do what we want to do.
And hopefully he would be often pleasantly surprised.
I would hope so, too.
They still speak to people in whatever the, yeah.
You know, the thing about Nikki's words is that she writes with such terrific and vivid imagery that makes them natural for popular song. You know, often when people hear about poetry being set to music, they think classical, they think art song, but this is song that's built out of blues and jazz and soul music and folk music and everything that certainly Nikki grew up listening to, consciously and unconsciously, I'm sure, got into her rhythms and her words. And then for me, it's just a perfect match.
Well, let's take a listen to one of Nikki Giovanni's poems performed by Lewis and Kapethia. It's called Love in Short Supply.
Scarcity in oil and gas can bring about a cold spell. No one cares if you conserve as long as you can pay well. Cash is not the only tool to purchase what we need. Dollar bills and jingling change are very cheap indeed. Buying power in our world speaks to white illusion. Understanding what I need, I've come to this conclusion. Love
Carpathia, what a beautiful voice you've got there.
Thank you so much.
I hear it's really big, and you have this background singing on Broadway. You've been in, you know, Dreamgirls. It strikes me that putting together an album like this must be an altogether different experience from that.
It is a very different experience. I love working with Louis. I think he's a brilliant songwriter, composer, and for me, as a singer and also an actor, it's a joy to come to a piece of music and look at it and just literally sing the ink off the page and be able to convey what it is. And, you know, in theater, you have to put things on a character or take a character on. And this, for me, is from the inside out. I get to live with these words and convey an idea or an emotion, and I get to do it in my own way. And it is such a joy to be doing my own thing, I have to say.
And we've been working together for, we debuted 5 years ago, and this is the fourth piece that I've written for us. And so it's just a joy to have this kind of ongoing collaboration.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to musicians Carpathia Jenkins and Louis Rosen, along with poet Nikki Giovanni. Their new album puts Giovanni's poetry to music. It's called The Ache of Possibility. Nikki Giovanni, I'm curious what you make of hearing your words put to music. I mean, do they amplify the meaning you intended somehow? Do they change it?
It's a newness to me. And I think any artist wants to see what someone else sees in their work. And this is what happens here. So I was thrilled. I was thrilled when Louis contacted me. The answer was an automatic yes. We put no restriction on it. I said, just let me hear. Actually, I didn't know that I might possibly get paid. And I said, well, you think I can have a copy of the CD? Because I was just excited to see my work is going. And, you know, it is. It's just like a kid. You just want to see it do well.
You know, something that's been fun for us, I think, is that our first record was called Southside Stories. And for that one, I wrote music and lyrics.
Right.
And then the second one we did was all Nikki's words. Mm-hmm. And so this one, being a mix of my lyrics and Nikki's poems, just kind of brings everything together that we've been doing up to this point. And I know for me, it's a joy to be able to move back and forth between writing lyrics and then working with Nikki's words, because her words take me places musically that I might not have thought to go on my own.
And for me, what's interesting as a singer is, you know, sometimes when a composer sets poetry, you, as a singer, you come to it with that, and that's sort of like art songy kind of thing. And Nikki's words really feel like lyrics in my mouth. They really sing themselves. And so that's why it's such a joy to collaborate with her, for me as a singer.
Well, let's listen to another one. Here now is another poem that you have put to music. It's called Choices. All right, Nikki, you've told us about how you have to let go of the poem and just let the music happen. Carpathia, are you ever worried about what Nikki's going to think when you're, you know, singing and...
Well, you know, Nikki has been so generous, and like she said, her first response is always yes. And so when I'm working on one of the songs where we're using her words, you know, I approach it that same way. I know she said yes. And so for me, it's just a matter of conveying the idea of what the words are saying. And Louis has such a brilliant way of setting it so that, you know, it's sort of like the melody goes with the feeling of the words and the idea. And so I'm just trying to bring myself to it and just be as clear and succinct as possible.
You know, often often people want to type writers, that a writer does this thing or that thing. And I think sometimes it confuses people that I both write lyrics and also love to
set them. Yeah.
Words of others, especially in recent years, Nikki. But to me, they're, why not be able to do both? Because they enrich what Kapathy and I are able to do. They bring a broader range of subject, of thought, of idea.
Yeah,
but you know, I need to be honest. Not that I was being dishonest, but I need to be honest about one thing. You ask how hearing my words change.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one poem that I will never hear myself do again. I will always hear Kapathia. And that's the genie in the jar, the black loom.
The black loom,
because
one ounce of
Kapathia,
truth.
That's from our last album.
It's from the album. But Kapathia has this thing, careful, baby, don't prick your finger. And now when I read that poem, you know, take a note and spin it around, and when I get there, it's like, careful, baby, don't prick your finger.
Well, that's about as flattering a compliment as you can get from
great.
A poet.
So, that's
true. So, Nikki, your poetry readings have really been jazzed up by all this, huh?
Oh, yes, they have. They have indeed.
Now, this album, as we mentioned, is not all Nikki's poems. I mean, it was written, Lewis, you have some tracks in here you wrote. I gather it was written, some of them, during the 2008 presidential campaign.
Right. Most of the record was written actually between June of 2008 and January of 2009. So right in the middle of all of the campaign rhetoric and intensity
and the economic crash.
You
want to set up the title track for us, Ache of Possibility?
Sure. This song was written about 2 weeks, finished about 2 weeks before Obama was elected. And I began it about 18 months earlier. But the part that I began then was much more about the frustration I felt over the previous 8 years. And then at this moment before the election, I was so hopeful. And as the title suggests, I ached, in a sense, with possibility, as I felt we all did, that I realized that, now there's a song.
Let's take a listen.
Incompetence with every lie. Soldiers and civilians die. Money can't relieve our fear. And billions disappear each year. Profit for some profiteer. And all too long we let it happen here. But I know.
So, Lewis, how is it listening to that now? And we're speaking days after the Gallup poll failed the president. Obama's approval ratings just dipped below 50% for the first time. Does this matter into how your music is received?
Well, I was thinking about that when we were on stage this past weekend, because before we ever presented this song, played it live, I wasn't exactly sure how it was going to go over. I certainly thought if there are conservatives in the audience, they may not welcome it so completely. And yet the song elicits the greatest response, which suggests to me that we all still have this ache of possibility. There's another line in the song that says, and I know the ache of disappointments yet to come. Because, of course, there will be.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that that sense of hope and possibility is very much before us.
Nikki,
yes.
You've released spoken word albums, and you've used the backdrop of gospel music on your album, Truth is on Its Way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you foresee more and more collaborations like this between poets and musicians? Is it maybe a way to get your words out to a wider audience?
Oh, I would certainly encourage any poet to find some other way to bring the music out. Poetry is music. And so for me, you let the musicians have their way, but you also do things. Truth is on Its Way, which should have won a Grammy, as my mother used to always say.
Well, and she knows.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, what it was is there was no, when Truth came out, there was no category in the Grammys for spoken word with music. That's an amazing thing, because now we have the hip-hop generation. Mm-hmm. Everything has changed. And I know the mistakes that writers make trying to be something that we're not. Mm-hmm. And so the ideas that you have, you keep throwing them out, and you hope that they're seeds. You know, you hope that the seeds will fall on fertile ground someplace and somebody else will take it up.
Well, let's go out listening to one more song here. Another one of your poems, Nikki, is set to music here, How You Gonna Save Him. Kapathia, can you set that up for us?
How You Gonna Save Him. Oh, I love this. This is actually the first track on the CD. And it's just this rousing call. How You Gonna Save Him? And the way we save him is we give him a song. Give him a song to chase the blues away. That's what this whole thing is about. You know, it's, I think it's a beautiful poem, and Louis has said it beautifully, and it's just this rousing call.
How you gonna save them if they can't learn how to pray?
How Are You Gonna Save Them? With poetry by Nikki Giovanni and music by Louis Rosen and Kapathia Jenkins. It's from the album The Ache of Possibility, which is in stores now. This was so much fun. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You can read special holiday reflections from our barbershop guys in the Tell Me More blog. In commemoration of a Thanksgiving weekend, freelance journalist Jimmy Israel, civil rights attorney Arsalan Iftikhar, and syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete share what they're thankful for. To check them out, just go to our webpage at npr.org, click on Programs, and then on Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bracton Booker, Monica Evstatieva, Jasmine Garst, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Arjun Hutchins, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, Emily Oxenschlager, and Jack Sahora. Our interns are Monica Anderson and Hope Lehman. Our editors this week were Louise Clemens, Ann Hawk, and Deborah George. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. The program's directed by Rob Sachs. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones, with assistance from Neil Tevold. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Michelle Martin's back next week. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more on Monday.